This WYXR archive is brought to you by CoBuzz, the high-res streaming service that's independently owned with the focus on human curation. 1 month free at QOBUZ.com/WYXR.
Listening to WYXR
91.7 on your FM dial.
Thank you.
myself now. Hi. Wow. It's been a Monday here in the studio. Welcome to Sauna Spear here on WYXR 91.7. We have a special show today, and it's getting more and more special. But we have some friends in the studio today, detectives. I want y'all to introduce yourself and who you are and how the band began, and we just wanted to bring them in today because there's a show coming up later this week, so we want to talk about that.
I'm Toby Veth from Hilo Recording, part of this great group, Detective. I produced and engineered the record, played a few bits, helped arrange songs with Jonna and Krista Roten and Michael Jacet.
Well, I'm Jonna. I'm the cellist vocalist in this group. And over here we got Josh.
I'm Josh Breeden. I am a producer and visual maestro for the band Detective.
Like that visual mushroom.
I love that.
That's great. Damn.
That's right. You did all the posters and all the art for the coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we really kind of approached this like kind of like an Andy Warhol role to the Velvet Underground.
Nice.
So
welcome, Andy.
Well, tell us about the impetus behind Detective. Like, what got it started and why and all that? Because it's about film and sci-fi and scoring, right?
Yeah, well, I think all four of us really enjoy scores. And Michael wanted to do something that was in that vein, and we just all kind of collaborated, and he'd come with some guitar pieces, and we'd kind of flesh it out, and John and Krista, with their amazing string abilities, would do their thing. And I mean, that's just really just kind of started as a collaboration like that, just as a recording project, which... it still is, because we've never played a show or anything. But
did you want to talk about anything from your perspective?
Well, no, it's just we've always wanted to do a film score, so this was kind of a step towards that, trying to present a score that someone might grab onto and maybe make something out of it, or just know that we've got the chops to do it.
So right.
It was super fun, and it's continuing to be fun putting the show together.
In the way that Michael approached me about it was, and I'm quoting him when I say this, he wanted to make a project where the visuals was kind of like that feeling as a kid walking into a movie rental store, and back in being a kid growing up in the 90s, and having that sense of walking through like the horror section or like the neo-noir section and seeing all the artwork on all the VHS boxes. That was really kind of like a touchstone to us sort of trying to figure out a way to capture the feeling of that in the artwork, and just being overly garish with all the sort of gore covers, kind of reminiscent of like a Dario Argento type of cover or poster.
All the vibrant colors and and like the blood coming down on the stabbing poster. I think it really does bring that sort of feeling out that you're trying to capture there. So I thought it was really
totally
beautiful. And if y'all haven't seen it, St. Francis Elevator Ride on Instagram, there's all kinds of posts around that. So check it out. I want to talk for a second, and we're going to put it on here in a minute, about the 2019 album that y'all put together. I think we're going to hear first Detective Theme. Is that right?
Yeah. It's the opening track.
All right. Well, here in a minute. Did you want to add anything?
Oh, it's just kind of a Memphis-y, like blaxploitation style, horns kind of rock and roll track.
All right. Well, let's hear it right now, here on Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7. Thank you.
The Brooks is open in Overton Park. Home to Memphis Art Collection since 1916, the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art holds the largest collection of world art in the region, with more than 10,000 works spanning 5,000 years of art and cultures. Remember, every Wednesday is free and open until 8 p.m. They are a proud sponsor of WYXR. For more information about the museum and their exhibitions, visit brooksmuseum.org. You belong at the Brooks.
And welcome to Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7. And on the web at WYXR.org. And I'll just also mention that we are a nonprofit community radio station. And you can donate now at WYXR.org. And our members of the station is how we keep the station going. So definitely head over there. And I just want to acknowledge, too, Chris is here, my co-host of Sonosphere.
Hey, y'all. How's it going? It's nice Monday.
Yes, it is.
Hectic.
A little bit.
Always.
But I also want to welcome our guest today. And today we're playing scores and soundtrack tunes because we're here with Detective, a band that has kind of come together to showcase what, you know, they can do with score and scoring and film music. So welcome back. And we just heard a few tunes, and you know, y'all brought some songs you wanted to play today, and I guess we can talk about what we just heard and then why you chose it.
Sure. That first one after the Detective theme was Tuesday Night in Memphis, and it's John Lurie from Mystery Train, and I just really like that song, that whole score, really. It's just got such a mood, and good scores tend to, you know, take decent movies and elevate them, but when you have a really good movie and a good score, it really makes it that much more special. And I like how that song's really moody, and then it's like you're walking down the late 80s Memphis streets, and then all of a sudden a band comes in, and it's like you walk by the bar and there's a band, you know. I think it works perfectly for that movie.
Totally.
Sweet. And the one you heard right after that was from one of my favorite composers, current composers, Nicholas Britell. I actually heard that, listened the crap out of that soundtrack for a long time before I even saw the film. And once I finally did, I was like, Toby said, it really just elevated what I had heard previously, just finding out what the whole storyline was about. It's a must see. So check it out.
Awesome.
Yep. The film is If Beale Street Could Talk.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Nice. Beautiful song. Before we get into what's next, actually, I want to talk about Friday and yeah, what sure. y'all are putting on Friday.
We have an event at the Black Lodge on this Friday, March 18th at 8 p.m. The first part of the night is basically a curated video playlist of sort of our favorite. So some of the stuff you might here today, along with others, that's curated by us and Matt at Black Lodge. So that's sort of the first part of the night. And then the second part of the night is we're going to actually debut the number one album. And then accompanying that will be the visual video score of the
noise
of the film score done by myself. Hopefully if I finish it in time.
Deadlines.
Yeah. So we hope everybody can come out, and I mean, it's just going to be a good night of people who love film score and just the genre movies in general. So yeah, it's gonna be good.
And Josh, you were talking about with me the other day about how you approached creating these visuals, you know, almost like it worked in opposite, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that, you know, the people who score films, they're given the film, and then they are there to create music that is emotionally driven, that moves along the narrative of the film. And it's kind of interesting that we're, as far as my part of in this project, is doing it in reverse, where the songs were brought to me, and then I'm doing my best to create the visual behind or to accompany the songs. So yeah.
Is that like with that process? Is that, does that make it more difficult for you to put it in those boundaries or to?
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, just because what I do, you know, there's always, I do a lot, I do visual storytelling anyway, so it's kind of not, it's not that much different. Just the idea of this being so specific to genre film, there's that element of like, what, I mean, this whole thing is very much love letter to film scores and to genre film. So we just wanted to be as true to that, and especially with just like sort of cult, horror and neo noir, which is kind of the backbone of this project of what we wanted it to look like and sound like. Yeah.
Hey, you say a lot of cult horror and neo noir. Are there any films that like stick out that you know you really drew from?
Yeah, I mean, well, especially, I mean, and we're debuting this at Black Lodge, and the first time I attended the new Black Lodge was when Claudio Simonetti, his latest iteration of Goblin, sort of came, and they did a live score to Deep Red, and that was one of the coolest experiences. And visually one of the best horror films, and so that I wanted to kind of have that similar visual experience with a lot of that. So yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and Toby, so you produced a lot of the album and helped with the arrangement and stuff. How much of that was, you know, like, was it a full collaborative process, and how many, it seems like there were a lot of hands in there, and how was that process?
There definitely was. I mean, all of it started basically as an idea, most of it with Michael's guitar part, and essentially what we would do is book a couple of days in the studio, and the day before we'd go in, we'd all meet up and kind of on the fly figure out an arrangement or a chord, how it's going to work. And then it was just a matter of us all throwing different ideas at you know, okay, this is going to be more string based, so Krista and John are going to lead the way on this, or, you know, and then it's just taking everybody's talents and figuring out how to best sprinkle them across the thing. And we wanted to cover a wide group of styles, different styles on the record too. So, you know, you have the string heavy stuff, and then you have the synth heavy stuff, and then you have the melding of the two, and then there's other elements with the horns and the actual drums and bass, kind of more like the black exploitation kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, it was definitely, you know, it says produced by me, but it was definitely a collaborative effort of just like creating the vibe that it, you know, ended up being, you know.
Yeah, the range of that album I was like really taken back by, because it was not what I was expecting, really.
It's all over the place.
Yeah,
but that was our intention, you know. It's like, let's take all these things that we like and see how we can smush them together.
Yeah, each song does kind of set its own mood, which I think was probably really interesting for your work, Josh, too. So
yeah, totally. And I also want to say that there was also a business model component to the record too, because Michael wanted to have this project serve as sort of a jumping off point to score other people's films. So it's not just like a band. I mean, it's very much like, the project was designed to look like a Memphis Goblin or like a Memphis Tangerine Dream, but it was, we have such a great like film community here. It was supposed to initially also be part of a jumping off point to score other people's movies too, like this band.
Like an audition tape kind of.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, or like an audio demo
reel.
Totally.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's get back into some of the music.
Yeah.
I think, speaking of kind of cult songs, we have a Twin Peaks, or maybe, let me go back and see.
Yeah, this is, it's from season 2,
yep.
Which is not as favored.
It's a weird one.
But this is also, yeah, this is Angelo Badalamenti, but it's also it's kind of more of a deep cut, but it's also very pivotal to the plot of who killed Laura Palmer,
right.
His Harold's storyline. So this is Harold's theme.
Harold's theme, yeah. Coming
Harold's
up
theme.
Right here.
Thank you. Hey, Memphis, this is Sam the Sham. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul.
All right. Thanks, Sam the Sham. You're tuned in here to Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7. We're your hosts. My name is Amy.
And I'm Chris. You know, speaking of Sam the Sham, there is a listening session in the Memphis Listening Lab, one of the WYXR stereo sessions coming up on Thursday. You're going to hear the record Hard and Heavy by Sam the Sham. But before we get back into our interview and things, I will remind you that we are a nonprofit community radio station that thrives on your support. Yes, you, the listener. So you can go to wyxr.org/donate and see all the ways that you can contribute to make all of this magical programming
happen.
Stay on the air.
Do it.
I was thinking of the word. I lost myself for a second. But yeah, we're in studio with Detective. They have a show
Friday.
On Friday at Black Lodge, yep. Right down the street from the concourse here. Mm-hmm. You said it's going to start out, just anybody that hasn't tuned in yet, it's going to start out with a compilation or of videos that inspired y'all.
Yeah, it's sort of a curated playlist of our favorite film score songs and influence songs of what we heard to make the record. So, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Well, what did we just heard? We just heard a Detective song.
Yeah, we just heard If It Bends.
Yes, and so there's a kind of a little story behind that song, if y'all want to kind of talk about how that came
about. Well, the reference for the song name, there's two songs on the record, If It Bends and If It Breaks. It's from the, it's a reference to the movie Crimes and Misdemeanors from Woody Allen, and it's a line that Alan Alda says in the movie about comedy, and there's like a whole bit about pain and sorrow. But yeah, it's if it bends, it's funny. If it breaks, it's not funny. So I to be honest, I've actually never seen the movie. So
thanks, Michael.
Yeah, Michael J. Sood. That's kind of more his invention of the song reference there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, Toby and Jonathan can speak more to what the song process was.
Yep.
Well, this this seems interesting beginning. It all started with the drum machine, and if you notice during the song, the tempo is kind of constantly changing. It's speeding up and slowing down, and it's all being done manually with the drum machine. So we laid down what we thought was enough time with the drum machine making these different tempo changes, and then everybody just piled on top of it. So it didn't start as a song per se. It started as a beat, and then we kind of built the score piece around it.
That's cool.
And John is and Krista's great vocals on the end of that really make it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the only thing I have to add is do you remember how many takes it took when we were giggling? On the the vibrato? I was like, it was fun. We got it down though.
Definitely have hours of giggling of Chris and John over the years, all those sessions we've done together.
That'll be an album for later.
Yeah, that's the number two.
Just for laughs.
This is our comedy score album. Well, we also heard some tunes that y'all chose for the for today's session. So I don't know if y'all want to talk about why you chose those songs we just heard. John Carpenter,
the Escape from New York. Josh and I were saying that it's hard to choose John Carpenter, but that's kind of the one. That's our favorite movie.
Y'all both chose it, right?
Yeah. It's like we had to like overlap and like picking the songs for today. But yeah, that's the one where it's very much that's the best movie, and that's like the ultimate John Carpenter song in our opinion.
It's my favorite of his scores, and it's my favorite of his movies.
Totally. And like I said, I mean, it's very hard to like pick a favorite, especially with John Carpenter, because. And he's such an important figure in like the film score, and I mean he's like that figure that does it all. I mean, he directs, produces, writes, and does the music. So
right,
you can't leave him off the list.
No. Yeah. Definitely not.
Oh, and then the Blade Runner track, right?
Oh yeah,
and that kind of also the vocals on the end of that Evangelist song are kind of similar to the. John and Krista's vocals on the end of that other song. You see kind of the influences kind of melding together. But that's also one of my favorite movies of all time.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely.
It's up there at the top.
Incredible score.
Now the question is, do you like it with the Harrison Ford monologue, or do you like the version?
I prefer the final cut.
Final cut.
I'm the final cut version, final cut. Too.
Yeah.
But Harrison Ford will like fist fight you.
Yes.
If you, because he worked hard to do that narration. He will... He's very proud of it and how much like work he put into doing the narration. So he will strongly disagree with you.
Somebody the other,
but we prefer the final cut. Yeah.
Somebody the other day told me like we had actually had that conversation about that and they were talking and they were like, well, he just sounds drunk and tired, and they were like, it fits in perfectly to his character.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that argument. Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm glad we agree. Final cut.
Final cut is.
I'm glad that's settled. Yeah.
Just had to get that out of there.
Gotta get that out of the way.
Well, there was no like strong debate in the studio.
No debate. Yeah. No debate.
Look at the three nerds.
Well, actually, coming up next, we have Breakmaster Cylinder, Purple Butter. Who chose that one?
Jonna did.
All right. Ooh. Tell us about that one.
It's just a fun little one. I found out about this composer through my favorite podcast, Reply All. Very piano Bach inspired, so a lot of cool kind of counterpoint for you classical nerds. It's just
we have a few of those that listen to this show.
Yeah.
We think.
Yeah. It's fun.
Is anybody out there?
I'm here.
Yay! Well, let's hear that one coming up next right here on Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in today to Sonosphere. I want to thank our guests one last time, Josh Breeden, St. Francis Elevator Ride, and the Detective Band for coming in today. Don't miss the show on Friday at Black Lodge, 8 p.m. There's going to be some great stuff going on, a live video art show kind of thing, and then the number one album will be played. So, and merch! And merch!
Essential, yes.
Essential merch. So definitely check that out at Black Lodge, 8 p.m. on Friday. All right, y'all. Have a great Monday. And stay tuned for Riding in Rhythm on WYXR. This has been an independent production produced by Amy S. and Chris Williams.
Check us out at sonospherepodcast.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on SoundCloud.
Thanks for listening.
You can hear those Indians calling. Marikuifayo, Jacimo Finane. Sid Mare, Kudifayo, Sid Mare, Kudifayo. She's bad.
Throw it down.